Pasuk the Gemara in Zayin and Aleph, all the way in the bottom. Tani, Matanos of Yoinim. Tani Rav Yosef, Mishloach Manos Ish Lari Ehu. When the Pasuk said, Mishloach Manos Ish Lari Ehu. Shtei Manos L'Ish Echad. Smasha, two Manos to one person. That's the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Matanos of Yoinim. Shtei Manos L'Shnei B'nei Adam. Smashma, two presents two people, but it's enough for each one to just be one matana. So one matana for each person. Rav Yehuda Nasiya Shadalei Rav Oishia Atma the Igla Tilsa. Rav Yehuda Nasiya sent Rav Oishia the thigh of a Igla Tilsa, which is the third. Rashi's learning, it's the third born eagle. So it wasn't the first. It wasn't the firstborn. The secondborn. It was the thirdborn, which is, I guess, a better type of meat. The garver the chamer, and also a barrel of wine. Shalach lei, so he sent them back. Kayem tibanu rabenu mishlayach manes rishayu. You are Makayim with these presents to me. You are Makayim the Pasuk Mishloach Manos Ish Lari Ehu. They take out Matanos of Yoinim. Rabba Shadalei Lamari Bar Mari Biyad Abaya. So Rabba sent to Mari Bar Mar in the hand of Abaya. Molei Tiska Dikashva. He sent a basket of dates. Umalik kisa kimcha da avshaina, and also a barrel of this other type of food, you know, a very very simple type of food. Rashi says dried out chitim. So that's what he sent him. Amalei Abaya, so that's what he's going to send to Mari Bar Mar with Abaya. So Abaya sent him, Amalei Abaya, Hashtam and Mari. Mari's going to say, when he sees this is what you're sending him, he's going to say, Ichak la Malka lahave, dikula mitzavore loinachis. If a commoner becomes the king, the basket from his neck he doesn't put down. Which he's saying that the you're sending him like Michael Behema. So even though now your Rabba is the Rosh Hashiva, he's the head of Pumnadisa, you're still sending him, you know, very simple things. So shuttle you. So he decided to change the present. So he sent them now Mali Tiska de Zangvila, Umali Kisa de Palpal, Ta Aricha. He sent them this other type of food, which was like zangvil, is maybe ginger, and also a basket filled of peppers, these long peppers. So Amar Abaya, so now Abaya said to him, Hashta Amar, now he's going to say, Ano Shadrile Chulya V'ihu Shadrile Churfa. I sent him sweet things, and he's sending me sharp things. And again, he has another tine on him. I mean, Abaya is just telling him he's not going to be so happy with your gift of peppers and these other sharp items. Amar Abaya, ki nafki b'meibar. So Abaya says, when I left Beimar, when I left from Mar, havasavano, I was full. So when I left from my Rebbe's house, meaning Rabba's house, so he was going from Rabba's house to Mari Bar Mar, right? So Abaya is saying, when I left Rabba's house, I was full. I wasn't hungry. Kimati lahasam, when I reached Mari Bar Mar, krivuli shitin sa'i, they brought me 60 plates, the shitin mine kedera, of 60 different types of food, cooked food. Va'achli b'hu shitin plugi, and I ate 60 pieces. U'bishul v'sraisa, and the last cooked food that I ate, havakari le tzli kadar, they called it a tzli kadar. Like roasted and in a pot, like that, in some type of way that they made the food, and it was so good. Uboy lemichis saw basra. It was so good. I wanted to eat the plate after I ate the food. So this is saying, even though I was full, when I got there, I was able to eat 60 different pieces of food, And the last one was so good, I wanted to eat the plate also. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, "Hainu dam yinshi." This is what people say: "Kafin anya v'lo yoda." That a poor person is hungry without even knowing it, or is satisfied without even knowing it. Meaning, even though he was poor, so when he left, he thought he was full, and really, he was very hungry. Inami, another thing that they say, Rav Chol Vesima Shchiach. Rav Chol, that there's always food, there's always space for dessert, basically. He's saying, you know, no matter how full you are, even though he left Rav's house, he was full, they brought him out 60 plates, there's always room for some sweets. Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, Abaye bar Avin and Chanina, what they would do is they would switch off who would eat by each other on Purim. Amar Rava, Mechayiv Inish LeBesumei BePuria Ad Lo Yada Min Arham Varach Mordechai. The famous Gemara that a person is Mechayiv to, Rashi says LeBesumei means to get shikr with wine, to get drunk, until he does not know the difference between Arham and Varach Mordechai. Rabba b'Rav Zeira avdu sudas purim adadi, mahadi adadi. Rabba and Rav Zeira they had a purim sudah together, ivsum, and they got drunk. Come Rabba, Rabba got up shachti Rav Zeira, and he shachti Rav Zeira. L'macher, the next day, boy rachami v'achia. The next day, after he he was not shikr anymore, he saw what he did. So he davened, and he had chias amesim.
Lashon,
huh? That's the pashup shot. There's a bunch of them first and say they didn't really shech them. So you say that there's a really was referring to other things. But yeah, the pashup says that he shechted them. So the next day, the next year, Lashana Amalei, he said. So the next year, what happened? So Rav Zeira came back to Rabba, right? So in the middle, Rabba shechted Rav Zeira. The next day, Rabba davened and Rav Zeira had chias amesim. So the next year, Lashana Amalei Nasi Marvin Avitzudis Purim Badi Adadi. So the next year, he said to Rav Zeira, I think it's Rabba said to Rav Zeira, let's go make another Suda Purim together. Let's go make a Suda Purim together again. You know, we had a great time last year. Let's do it again. Amalei, so he said that back to him, Loi b'chol shaitim shaitim esracha shnisa. Not every time is there going to be a nes. That, last year there was a nes at Chias HaMesim. Not this year. We shouldn't put ourselves in that situation again. Amar Rava, Sudas Purim sh'achol b'layla o yotzi dechavase. Sudas Purim that you eat the night, at night, you're not yotzi yechiv. You got to eat it during the day. My taima, Yemei Mishta v'Simcha k'siv. The pasuk says Yemei Mishta v'Simcha during the days of Mishta v'Simcha. Rav Ashi have a Yosef kamei da Amemar. He changed it to Amemar. Rav Ashi was sitting in front of Amemar. Naga v'loy asur Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were not coming. The Talmidim were not coming to the Beis Medrash to learn. So he was sitting there on Purim, and no one's going. Amalei, so he said, "The my time of Esther Abanot." So he said, "What's pshat? They're not coming today. Where's everybody?" Amalei, so he said, "Done with Tarbis Sudas Purim. Maybe they're in the middle of their having their Sudas Purim." Amalei, will they have an Efshel Lamechla Borta? He says, "Why didn't they eat it last night? Should have eaten last night." Amalei, so he said, "Then like Shmili Lamar Had Amar Rava." Sudas Purim Shachul Laila Yatzi Lechavasa. Didn't you hear what Rava said that Sudas Purim that you eat at night, you're not going to be Yatzi? So it's not an Yatzi for them to eat the night before. They have to eat it today. Amalei Amar Rava Hachi said that. That's Taka what he said, or they changed and said Leishmile. I never heard that. Tanamine Arba Zimnin. So he learned it. He chazed it 40 times until Vadami Leikamanda Manach Makise, until it was like put in his pocket. This is where we get the saying from, you got to put it in your back pocket. So he chazed it 40 times, the halacha that you're not allowed to make the Sudas Purim at night, and then he always knew that halacha. Zakta Mishnah. Ein ben yom tov l'shabbos el eichel nafesh b'levad. So now we just said, but we had before that we were saying that there's no difference between adarishin and adarsheni. So now the Mishnah is going to go on a little bit of a tangent and going to talk about these different ein beins. So this is the first one. Ein ben yom tov l'shabbos. No difference between yom tov and Shabbos when it comes to melacha el eichel nafesh b'levad. Now Rashi just points out that b'negeya einshim, there is a difference because on Shabbos you get skila and karis, and one you only get a lav. On Yom Tov you only get a lav, and on Shabbos you get skila and karis. So that's not talking about the einshim. We're talking about the things that you're not allowed to do, the restrictions. So the only difference between the restrictions is that on Yom Tov you're allowed to do certain malachas for eichel nefesh.
Showering or
like that also goes into the, that's the shayla of the darbach shavuchol nefesh. So, but yeah, it comes from the idea that from here that if it's mutter for to do eichel nefesh. So zakta gemara, hala inyan machshir eichel nefesh. Mashma that for machshirim eichel nefesh, for preparations for eichel nefesh is avizah shavin. They're both equal, that you are not, so that which means that you're not allowed to do them. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do malacha that is preparing for Eichel Nefesh, only something that's considered actual Eichel Nefesh. So it's like the Gemara Masnisa and like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya of Ebraisa ain't been Yom Tov l'Shabbos El Eichel Nefesh. There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos except Eichel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Mater Af Machshir Eichel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even Machshir Eichel Nefesh, even the preparations for Eichel Nefesh should also be mutter. So you see that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. My time in Tanakama, what's the region of Tanakama that says you're not allowed to do Eichel Nefesh? Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, who v'loi machshirav? Only it is mutter and not it's machshirav for Eichel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda, lochem, lochem l'chol tzarcheichem. The Pasuk Darshan is from the Pasuk lochem, that for all your needs, including Eichel Nefesh. So what does the Tanakhama do with lochem? So it says lochem v'lochem lochem v'lochem. It means that you're not allowed to cook for a guy, and you're not allowed to cook for your dogs. Meaning you only cook for yourself, for Jews. V'idach. So that's what he uses lochem. V'idach nami haksiv hu. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk of hu, which the Tanakhama darshan tu v'loy machshirav? So v'idach haksiv hu. Ksiv hu uksiv lachem. It says both hu and it says lachem. V'loy kasha. Kain b'machshirin she'ef shalat zaysim erev yom tev. One is talking about preparations that were you were able to do from erev yom tev, which would be aser to do on yom tev. Kain b'machshirin she'ef shalat zaysim erev yom tev. And one is talking about preparations that was not possible for you to do before Shabbos. So if it was not possible for you to do before Shabbos, so then before Yom Tov, if it was not possible to do it on Yom Tov, then you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But if you're able to do this before Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Like the Mishnah, Ein bein Shabbos v'Yom Kippur el shezez dina b'yidei Adam v'zez dina b'karis. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, except that one it's punishable by people, and one is punishable by karis. Shabbos is be the Adam, and Yom Kippur is Karis. Zak the Gemara, Hal inyan tashlumin. But when it comes to tashlumin, Zev is Eshavin, they're both equal. So, meaning if somebody would do something that normally you would be Chayiv tashlumin, but it also includes a malacha. So, do you have to pay the money, or are you just going to get your Einish, whether it's Karis or Misa? So it's mashna that they're equal, which would mean that that you're putter from paying. Whether it's Yom Kippur, whether it's Shabbos, you would not have to pay. If let's say, for example, I burned down your house on Shabbos, I wouldn't have to pay for that because I'd be put to death. Ma'ani mas nisan, who is the Mishnah? Rabbi Nachman ben Aknai. So Rabbi Nachman ben Aknai, Rabbi Nachman ben Aknai, haya oisus Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos l'tashlumen. Rabbi Nachman ben Aknai was the one that said that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos for tashlumen. Ma Shabbos mischayv ben Avshoy u'patim min atashlumen. Af Yom Kippurim mischayv ben Avshoy u'patim min atashlumen. So you're going to be patim from tashlumen on both Yom Kippur and Shabbos. This is Rabbi Nachman ben Aknai, which is the Tana of our Mishnah. It's not Hassan. We have a Mishnah over there. Kol Chayve Krisis Shalakon Niftur Midei Kris Hassan. All Chayve Krisis. Anyone who's Mechuyev Karis. And he got Malkus. So they're putter now from Karis. Meaning the Bezen Shalmaila is not going to give the guy Karis anymore. Shanamr v'nikla achicha la'einecha kivin shalaka harehu ka'achicha. The pasuk says nikla achicha la'einecha. Says once he gets hit with Malkus, then he's like your brother again. Divri b'chanani ben Gamliel. Am Rabbi Yechanan chalukin lov chaveira v'achanani ben Gamliel. His friends, the Chacham and the Rabbanu, argue on Rabbanu and Gamliel. Amar Rav, like we're going to see. Amar Rav, Tanina, we have our Braisa. Ein Bein Yom Kippur, which is really our Mishnah also. Ein Bein Yom Kippur, Yom HaShabbos, El Shazaz, Doina B'Yadayadim, Zaz, Doina B'Karis. We said in our Mishnah that the only difference is that one you get between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that one you get M'Chuyiv Misa B'Yadayadim, and one you M'Chuyiv Karis. Vim Isa, and if it's true, what Rav Chananya ben Gamliel is saying, that if the guy gets Malkus, then he's potter from Karis. So then then really they're both shayach to be by an oynish by people, because if Anyam Kippur, even though the guy's mechuyev Karis, but if they would give him Malkus, which is through people obviously, then he would be potter from Karis. So you see that it is shayach for him to have a einish through people. No, the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Malkus b'chayve krisis laka. He goes that there's no such thing as Malkus for Karis. Even if the Edom come and give him Asra and they give him Asra for specifically Malkus, they will not give the guy Malkus. The Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak b'chayve krisis b'chlal hayu. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak says the Chayve Krisis are Bechlau. Meaning all the Arayas are Bechlau. It has a general catch-all Chiv Karis. V'nichrusu ha'nefashayis ha'aisayis. Which is referring to all the Arayas. So v'lama yatsa karis ba'chaisayis. So how come it specifically says by the Arayas of your sister Karis? L'dainai, to tell you l'dainai be'karis v'loy b'malkas. To tell you that you only get Karis and Malkus is, you know, do not get Malkus. Ravashi Amar Afila Temer Rabbanan. So now Ravashi says, no, you can even say that the Tanav HaMishnah is the Rabbanan. You don't have to limit the Tanav HaMishnah to Rabbi Yitzchak. It can even be the Rabbanan. And what he means to say, if that's possible, if that's true that it's the Rabbanan, so then we just said that it should be Bidei Adam also. It's not just even though it's Karis, but if he gets Malkus, then he would be potter from Karis. No, you can say Rabbanan Zeh Iker Zedayna Bidei Adam, Zeh Iker Zedayna Bidei Karis. But the way you learn the Mishnah is not that the only Einish that's possible is Karis. It means that the Iker Einish is Karis, and if they happen to have given him Malkus, then he'd be potter. But rather, the Iker is Karis and not Malkus. Look the Mishnah. Ain bein hamuder hanami chaveir lamudim imenu meichel el drisus haregel v'kelim shein oisim hamoichel nefesh. The only difference between someone who makes a nether of hana from his friend and a nether from to eat. So there's two ways you can make the nether. You can say I'm making a nether, I'm not going to have any hana from you, which is a much more encompassing nether. Or I can say I'm making a nether, I'm not going to eat from you. So what's the difference if I tell you I'm not making a nether, I'm making a nether that I'm going to not have a no, or if I'm not going to have I'm not going to eat from you? The difference is drisus regel, meaning walking on your property. Can I walk across? Can I take a shortcut through your backyard? And also, let's say you're borrowing your lawnmower. I want to power kalim that are not made for eichel nefesh. So that's the difference, right? If I say that I'm not having yahana, then I'm not going to have those things either. But if I'm just making a nether from food, then obviously those things I am allowed to do. It's like the Gemara halo inyan kalim sheoisim ha'meichel nefesh. It's mashma that kalim that you make food in zevazah shavan would be equal. They'd be equal that they would both. There would be usher in both cases. Whether you made a nether for hana, whether you made a nether for food. Drisus haregel. It says drisus haregel. Like the Gemara halo kapti inchi. People are makbid. So why is it a problem even if you made a nether that I'm not going to have any anah from you, but I mean, come on, everyone uses my backyard as a shortcut. I don't care if you walk there. It's not like a hanah. So he says, no, Amar Rava Haman Reb Elazar. This is the Reb Elazar shita. The Amar Vitor Aser B'Mudar Hanah. Reb Elazar says, even if the guy is mevater, something that's everybody would not care. Everybody would be mevater on this. Still, it's aser if you're mudar hanah. Zok the Mishnah, Ein bein nedarim u'nedaves el asher nedarim chay v'achri yusun, u'nedaves ein chay v'achri yusun. So there's no difference between nedarim and nedaves, except that nedarim, you're chay v'achri yusun. If it gets lost or something happens to the animal, you'd have to be mechayv and zachrayis to bring up another one. You'd be responsible. U'nedaves ein chay v'achri yusun. But nedaves, you would not be mechayv. If something happens to the carb and the dava that you're planning on bringing up, you do not have to bring another one. Zok the Gemara, halo inyan bal ta'acher. That in both cases there's an isser about the acher. If let's say you have a certain time which you have to bring your carbon, so there it's shayach both by nedarim and by nedaves. Tanan hasam ezahu neder. What is the case of a neder? Somebody says ha'aymer harei alai oila. Somebody says it is upon me that I have to bring an oila. That's the lashon of a neder. Ezehi nedava ha'omer harei zu oila. By nedava, you say this specific animal is going to be the oila. You don't say that it's a chiv on me to bring an animal. You say it's on this specific animal. Uma be nedarim and nedavers. What's the difference between nedarim and nedavers? Nedarim esu ay nignavu ay avdu chay v'achri yusun. Nedarim, that if the animal dies or it gets stolen or it gets lost, you are chay v'achrayis. And you have to bring up another one. Nedavas meisu enigdivu yavdu ena chay v'achri yusun. So nedavas is not that case. If it gets lost or stolen or dies, you would not be mechuyev to bring up another one. Menonimili, how do we know that? The Tanur Rabbanan v'nirtza loy l'chaper alav. It'll be a kapara on him. Reb Shimon Omer esha alav chay v'achri yusun. Smash from here that when it's something that's on you, you are mechuyev in a sachrayis. Ve'asha einay alav, something that is not on you, einay chayv achriyusay. It's not on, then you're not chayv in the achrayis. My mashma, how is it mashma? That when it says alav, v'nirsa l'chaper alav, that it's referring to kabbalah sachrayis, that you're accepting achrayis on it. Amar b'yitzlak bar avdimi, kivan damar alai, kiman netana kas v'dami. Since somebody says alai, when you make a nether, you're saying hare a lie, so you're saying that lashon of a lie, that's masha that you're being the kabbal achrayis. It's as if you're carrying it on your shoulders. Come on, the toina kasvidam, it's like on your shoulders. If it's on your shoulders, then you have to yiragam l'chim l'chrayis. When you say hare zu, you're just saying this specific animal, so if something happens to that animal, then you would not be mechayim l'chrayis.